Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's up, Buffalo Fanatics? Josh Allen here. Just wanted to say, go Bills.
Continue to follow your dream, by any means. Buffalo, Buffalo, getting the Super Bowl ring. Cause we the Buffalo, 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 Buffalo Bills. Yeah, we the Buffalo, 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 Buffalo Bills. You better know that. Look how we throwing and catching, cause we are unstoppable, yeah. You better know that. Look how we running and hitting, cause we are unstoppable, yeah. Repping the mafia, 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 yeah. Repping the mafia, 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 Bills, mafia, yeah. You better know that. Look how we throwing and catching, cause we are unstoppable, yeah. You better know that. Look how we running and hitting, cause we are unstoppable, yeah. Mafia up in your city.
Check, 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 check. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy back at it again. It's the Buffalo Fanatics. It's your boy Rico. This is the Rico Report. Hey, touchdown. Ladies and gentlemen, Bills squeak out the close ones, right? Ooh, I rock with this. Let me rock out.
You better know that. Look how we throwing and catching, cause we are unstoppable, yeah. You better know that. Look how we running and hitting,
cause we are unstoppable. Good, everybody. Let's go, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Rico Report. Shout out to my man Drip Sanchez with that track. Listen, man, that might be it. You know what I'm saying? Got me rocking, folks. Welcome. Woo! What a close one. What a freaking close one. These Ravens did not make it easy for us, and we knew that was going to be the case when you have LJ8 in the backfield. That boy was a thorn in our side. Mark Andrews was a thorn in our side. But here's the big deal. Here's the big deal. We gave the ball away. We kept this team in the game. If you saw it, once we kind of got our momentum and we said, okay, listen, first half was everything that could go wrong went wrong. Let's fix this crap and let's get this thing rolling. And surely they did. Defense put the clamps on the Ravens. I don't know how many times I got to say this to you. I'm going to yell it in the mic. So I apologize to folks that are saying, pay Jordan Poyer. Stop playing with this guy, man. I'm sorry for your ears. I apologize, but it had to be said. It had to be said. These folks keep playing with Jordan Poyer like he's some kind of joke. Yet, keep playing with him. Keep playing with him. And that's what you're going to get. That's what you're going to get. Folks, we squeaked it out. Let me just fix my camera real quick. Let me adjust that bitch just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit more. There we go. We came through and made it happen. When people said, hey, man, close games. They can't make it work. They're 0-7. They're 0-8. Well, this is as close as it's going to get. We were down, what, 17-3 at one point? I can't recall. It doesn't matter. We were down. It wasn't looking good. Fumbling, interception. Man, woo! If I'm a Ravens fan, I am sick. Because I would be sick. I'd be sick. There were moments that I was sick of Lamar Jackson. I was sick. But my goodness, Josh Allen is the type of quarterback that will make you just throw a punch in your TV, just in your 82-inch bow. That's the type of quarterback 17 is to opposing teams, and fan bases must hate him. 20 unanswered points down your throats. Take that. Take that, like Diddy would say. Boy, listen, man, big win. You guys don't understand how big this win is, especially going down to the bum-ass Dolphins, all right? And then we muster up, get our act together. We were shaky, but we come back with a gritty win. Wins like this is what kind of forms this team to get us going where we need to go. Maybe we needed that loss last week. Maybe we needed that. But boy, oh boy, Josh Allen is, dude is amazing. The dude is freaking amazing. What a freaking, dude, there are moments where I was like, oh, he's done. Oh, he's not done. He's still up. Oh, shit. Shakir with the freaking reception. Shakir with the first down. Get out of here. Fam. What a play call. What a ballsy play call. The hitch to Devin Singletary. Huge block by Dawson Knox. Spencer Brown just mauls a DB. And a crucial first down for Devin Singletary. Devin Singletary was almost in the doghouse. I was like, is anybody going to step up and just be the guy? Well, how many touches did Devin Singletary get today? He had 11 rushes and 4 receptions. Oh, my goodness. Guess what? 15 touches. Isn't that what we've been asking for? Give this man 15 to 20 touches. We have ourselves a chance to win this game. Sure enough, 11 carries for 49 yards, 4.5 yards a pop, and 4 receptions for 47 yards. Fam, let's go. Let's go, man. Now, where do we begin? I mean, let's give love to the Ravens. You know, I'm not going to sit here and poo-poo on the Ravens because it's not a team that I hate. They got some players on that team that I like a lot, Lamar Jackson being one of them. Big fan. Weber Webster said James Cook is another flop. Hey, I ain't talking on James Cook, man. I'm not going to talk about people say I talk too much on James Cook, so I'm going to let that ride. I'm going to let that be. Now, Lamar Jackson was their team. Lamar Jackson is to the league what Josh Allen is, just a thorn in their side. He has to put the team on his shoulders, but at the end of the day, he didn't get the help he needed, and he made some bad decisions. But the bad decisions came at a crucial time. At least Josh making some bad decisions or a bad throw or a drop pass, it was done early. You know what I'm saying? Just like the loss to the Dolphins, done early. But folks, my freaking goodness. Lamar Jackson, 20 for 29, 144 yards, 5 yards a pop. Defense came in and clamped down. It looked like he was being efficient, but we were giving him the ball in our zone. So you had to capitalize, and he did. But he didn't light us up. 144 yards, 5 yards a pop, a touchdown, 2 interceptions, crucial interceptions to Jordan Poyer. Defense stayed disciplined. That's the big thing when you face Lamar Jackson. He's going to get his. But he's also going to make you get out of character. Matt freaking Milano got embarrassed a couple years ago where Lamar Jackson gave him the You saw that on his knees. I don't particularly like Lamar, you know what I'm saying? Matt's knees in that position, but he was on his knees. And Lamar Jackson was like, all right, look at that. Not today. Lamar Jackson tried to do everything he could do to Matt Milano, but Milano was not letting it happen. Milano looked like a baller today, bro. 20 for 29, 144 yards, 5 yards a pop, touchdown, 2 interceptions, and sacked twice. He's had better games, just not against this defense. Lamar Jackson, also in the run game. He had 2 back-to-back 100-yard games. Not today, sir. We kept him at 11 carries for 73 yards, 6.6 yards a carry. With a long of 18. The next best rusher was Justice Hill with 8 for 45. J.K. Dobbins had 13 carries for 41 yards. They still gashed us 162 yards, but typically it's normally more. 162 yards, 5 yards a pop, almost. J.K. Dobbins with their only touchdown. Here's the big one, folks. Here is the big one. Mark Andrews, 2 receptions for 15 yards. If you guys caught my show on Friday, let the outside receivers do what they must. Do your worst with your receivers in Rashad Bateman and Devin Duvernay. They had some good plays, but not effective enough. We put the clamps on Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews was not as effective as he normally is. 13 targets, 8 receptions last week. Not today. You're going up against a very, very good defense. Sorry, sir. Denied. Devin Duvernay, leading receiver, 4 receptions, 51 yards. Off of 5 targets. J.K. Dobbins, 4 for 22. Patrick Ricard, who cares? 3 for 17. Big boy. Rashad Bateman, size, 3 for 17. Fam, this defense came alive in the second half. This defense came alive in the second half. And the thing is, we knew we could do what we need to do against this team. It was just a matter of slowing down and not giving the ball away. Dude, 3 turnovers? Dude, we can't have that. We cannot have that. Excuse me, I said 3 turnovers. 2 turnovers. No, no. Am I tripping? We just can't turn the ball over. That's just what it is, man. What are we, Tua Tagovailoa? Turn the ball over like that? No, we're not. Defense, Jason Owe. I thought the Bills were going to draft him. We messed around and let him slide. But he had an effective game today. First sack. Patrick Queen was okay. Jason Pierre-Paul off the streets. Like, they added some teams. You know what was annoying me today? The amount of batted balls that these guys had. I was bugging the heck out of me, man. There was 7 batted balls today. 7 batted balls. That was driving me nuts. Whatever happened to the gut punch from the lineman? Quit batting the freaking balls down, fam. Man, oh man, what it feels good to just come back for a victory. My man, Brevin, big mother effing dubs, baby. You best believe that shit, man. Best believe it. PVC told people why we needed to sign OBJ. Injuries get you thin at the receiver real quick. Well, we'll see. We shall see. I'm not sure what the deal is with what's going on with Gabe Davis, but we're going to get into that. My man Eric Crane says, yo, Matt Milano is a top 5 receiver. Excuse me, top 5 linebacker. He's good. He was definitely good today. He was absolutely fantastic today. Like, you saw Matt Milano everywhere. But he told everybody, this year is a year that I plan to dominate. I want to dominate. That's it. And my man said he wants to dominate you. Let him dominate. And that's what he lacked. That's exactly what he looked like today. Now, the Ravens, before we get into the Bills, the Ravens, they had a very good plan. Get your hands up in the passing lanes because you know that they're going to put the ball quickly into their receivers' hands. It was a very quiet day for our guy, Stephon Diggs. However, he still had 15 yards of pop. Off of 6 targets, he caught 4. A modest day. Nothing great. But this is one of those wins where someone needed to step their game up. Someone needed to step their game up because everything that could go wrong was going wrong in the first half. Somebody needed to do something. We needed a stop somewhere. And what we needed those points right before halftime. Did we ever? Did we not need that badly? And then we just took over. We didn't look back. Second half, we made our crucial adjustments. The weather started to get terrible for everybody. No excuses. You fight through it. Man, oh man. But you got to give credit to the Baltimore Ravens. They had a good defensive plan in the first half. But what they didn't account for were the Leslie Frazier and Sean McDermott adjustments. And some guys just needed to wake up, first and foremost. Some guys just needed to wake the F up. And they did. And they chose a great time to wake up. Man, unfreaking believable. Unbelievable. And I remember this, Deuce Deuce. Pat McAfee told Poyer he expects him to stay on course for a 17-interception regular season pace. Poyer missed last week, and guess what? He made up for it. Yeah, he made up for that game. That's for damn sure. Two picks. Crucial picks. Crucial. Man. Unreal. Marlon Humphrey starts it off with a pick. Now, I'm still trying to figure out how that happened. Like, did Jamison Crowder just stop running towards the ball? Did he stop? Was he supposed to keep going? That was just a miscommunication between both receiver and quarterback. And Buddy was just right there, just standing there. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like when McKenzie caught the ball and it fell right into the lap of the linebacker. It just happens. It's just one of those crummy situations. So be it. It happens, right? But at first, Allen was not playing well. This guy was throwing footballs where he's just, there was no need for it. There was one that he almost got picked off. I don't know if it was supposed to be for Gabe Davis or was supposed to be for Jamison Crowder. They're both in the same freaking vicinity. It was bad. Tip balls all over the place. Like, we just needed to just calm down, slow down. Let's get back into the groove. And that we did. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got 752 people tuned in right now. Do me a favor. Share this stream. Let everybody know where they can find this. And let them partake in the glorious win the Bills just had. It's wonderful. I'll take it. I don't care. A win is win. We just couldn't lose to two AFC teams in a row. Two conference teams in a row. Just couldn't. It would hurt. It would hurt too much. We would have felt the repercussions later. And I wasn't in the mood for that. Not one bit. So shout out. A big shout out to this defense that came through. And the offense finally woke up. Finally woke up. Justin Tucker was awesome, obviously. Tucker is that dude. Three punts. Sam Hill Sam Martin had some really good punts today, man. 45 yards a punt. Now, here we go. Let's go to the offensive side of the ball. I'm done with the Ravens. Last words on the Ravens. Great game plan in the first half defensively, putting some pressure on Josh Allen, blitzing Allen, coming from the corner, all over the place. They had Allen in fits. They only got him. They only sacked him once, and I'm sure they're sick of it. They should have had him way more times, but the guy is just that good. He's just that good. There's nothing you can do about it. Unfreaking real. 20 unanswered points. I would love to know what was said at halftime. I would love to know. Because these boys woke the heck up. Ravens, they fall to 2-2. And they're 0-2 at home. It's a tough one. You want to win the division. You better hope. You know what I'm saying? You start putting some dubs against the guys in the division because right now you're 0-2. Boy, oh boy. My man Pierre DeCampe says, yo, Super Bowl caliber defense. Lamar is a problem, and we still shut it down. And that's a guy that our team is used to. Let's be real. And by the way, shout out to Tavon Austin, first and foremost. Tavon Austin got this defense ready. He mimicked Lamar Jackson in practice. Normally, that role is taken by Isaiah McKenzie. And shout out to my man Isaiah McKenzie. I hope he's okay. I know he was a little concussed. Didn't come back. Shakir came in, handled business. But my goodness, we put the clamps on Lamar Jackson. He wasn't able to really go off. There were moments where you're like, man, how did he get out of that sack? Reminded me very much of Deshaun Watson in that playoff game in Houston. Dead to rights. Somehow, some way, Houdini's his way out of it and makes a play. Unbelievable. But that's what you... These are NFL players. These are elite of the elite. They're going to do stuff like this. Shout out to you, Jermaine Harris. I appreciate you. Unfreaking believable. My man PVC fam says, hey, credit to my man Dorsey. He makes halftime adjustments, and Dable never did. W all day. Let's go, Mafia. It's my man, PVC. Angelo Gucciello. PTM. Pay Poyer, please, man. Pay that man. He ain't lying. So let's put a button in his Ravens talk. They made some crucial plays for their offense by turning the ball over for them, giving the ball back to their offense, and their offense capitalized until they couldn't capitalize anymore. We just needed to make one stop, which led to another, and we just never let them get finally ready. They moved the ball, but they just couldn't what? Finish. They couldn't finish. Two crucial interceptions by Jordan Poyer. That one in the end zone, boy, oh boy, I had my little guy in my hands like this, right facing the TV, and his ears, his poor ears right there, and I felt for him. I had to give him his kiss on his ear. Sorry, buddy. Get used to daddy. He's screaming all over the place like that. I got my man, Sean Courtney says, I have a question that I hope you can hit on for a quick second. So Miami, they flagged Jaquan Johnson for targeting or whatever it's called, personal foul, whatever, for hitting a defensive receiver. Why weren't the Ravens flagged for that hit on McKenzie? That put him in the game. That put him out of the game. Dude, different referees, different angles. Do you know what I'm saying? It's just, there's so many. There's it's not something you can really answer right off the bat because vantage points says everything, right? Where you were, could you see? Did it look bad? Just a whole bunch of things, right? And some crews let them play. Some crews are ticky-tack. Some crews allow defenses to play. That's the only answer I can give you, big fella. What's up, Matt Montgomery? Poyer said he's okay, said he just got the wind knocked out of him. A lot of people are worried about him. Oh, he's getting x-rays. He's this, that, the third. Boy is a baller. The boy is a baller. I don't know what else that man has to do to show this Bills organization, stop messing with me, man. Pay me. I wanted to cuss so bad, but so far I'm doing pretty well. Ravens tried it, but they just didn't have the answers at the end of the day. When you need to muster something, they didn't have the answers. Shout out to that team. It's a good team. Solid team. They got some pieces that they could add to both offensive and defensive side of the ball. That O-line was a little shaky. Started with a right tackle, a rookie right tackle. A lot of things didn't go well for them. And we had a very veteran defense. And we got after it. We clamped down on the run game as much as we can, not having let them have big plays. The biggest run they had from a running back was a 16-yarder by J.K. Dobbins. Two big plays by the running backs. At the end of the day, bend, don't break. And that's it. Now, here we go. Josh Allen. What a specimen that man is. Josh freaking Allen. 19 for 36. He was looking like doo-doo in the first half. Can't even front. 19 for 36, 213 yards, 6 yards a pop, 5.9, but we'll say 6 yards a pop, a touchdown and an interception. He was sacked once for 12 yards, and I remember that. That was a great play by the defense. Came out a corner blitz, and he was just nothing you could do. Tried to roll into it, roll out. Nope. They said, nope, not today, sir. 68 QB rating. Not great. Lamar Jackson, 63. Josh Allen, once again, 11 carries, 70 yards. This is the thing that we have to, A, get used to, and B, get over. Josh Allen is going to run the ball. You can cry about it all you want. I don't want him to. He's going to get hurt. But if he didn't do any of what he did today, we don't win this game. If he didn't stretch plays with his legs today, we do not win this game. We don't. The guy is just so instinctual. The guy's awareness is unreal. Dude is the freaking truth, man. You know what? I don't know. Does Allen have a nickname? Because there's the truth with Paul Pierce in the NBA. Allen is the truth. That dude is the truth. If we can give him the football, he's the football version. That dude is truth, man. He is the truth. That boy is legit, man. Damn, man. I'm glad we got a damn quarterback like that. Holy jumpers, man. This is the most I've ever gave this guy love. I mean, I love the man, but this game, man, there were times where we just needed this guy to step his game up, and he did. Put it on his freaking back and said, let's go. Roll with me. Who's with me? Who's with me? Josh Allen, 11 carries, 70 yards, and a touchdown. A beautiful ball fake. Ball on the hip, turns around the corner, makes it into the end zone, cuts inside. Big boy, man. It's a big boy. You can't bring that man by himself. You cannot bring that man down by himself. Receivers. Stephon Diggs leads the way. 4 receptions, 62 yards, 15.5 a pop. 6 targets, no touchdowns. That's okay. Can't have them all. Can't have them all. Number two, he was at home. You were hoping that he would splash and have a big, he had people there watching, friends, family, all that stuff. It just wasn't his day today. Devin Singletary, 4 receptions, 47. Dawson Knox, crucial big reception near the end of the game. Love it. Beautiful touch by Josh Allen. 3 for 40. Khalil Shakir. I think we might be seeing more of Khalil. I think Khalil's earning it. I'm just saying. Jamison Crowder went down to an injury. We don't know what's going to happen with Isaiah McKenzie. Khalil Shakir. We saw it all camp long. This isn't new to us. This isn't new to us. You guys know that. It's going to be new to a whole lot of people. Watch out for Khalil Shakir. Isaiah McKenzie, 4 for 21 and a touchdown. Thank you for that fantasy point. Gabe Davis, 1 for 13. We'll get into that. And then so on and so forth. But this defense was the name of the game today. Matt Milano, 13 total tackles, 2 tackles for loss. The dude was everywhere. Tremaine Edmonds. This is the second game this year that these two have been the dogs on the defense. Tremaine Edmonds, 9 tackles. He woke up in the second half. This guy was asleep all half. Woke his ass up and was like, all right, man, let me be the predator today. And he did his damn thing. 9 total tackles, 2 tackles for loss, and a QB hit. He was on it today, man. He was definitely on it. Damar Hamlin, not a bad game. He had some moments. Not a bad game. Jordan Poyer, 2 picks, 3 pass deflections, 6 total tackles. Dude was all over, man. Taron Johnson had a hell of a task. His task was to, you know what I'm saying, follow and see where Mr. Mark Andrews is and try to stay on him. That's a big task for someone. Got to give it to him. Greg Rousseau continues to defy odds and just be a G. He had half a sack today. I don't think they should have gave him half that sack. That was all him. You can't give that to Daquan Jones. Daquan Jones came on afterwards. But either way, nonetheless, great freaking call. Great play by Greg Rousseau. Kyrie freaking Elam. Hey, man. Kyrie Elam starting to get warm, baby. He's starting to get warm. He's starting to look good. He's still doing that bullshit that I don't like when he's bailing on the play. Are you guys catching that? Sometimes they just bail real early. And it was a crucial one because J.K. Dobbins sprint out for first down. Had Kyrie not bailed so early, he could have been right there. Right there to make a play and stop that. But it doesn't matter. We got the win. But Kyrie Elam looking good. Kyrie Elam, man. Dane Jackson, welcome back. Prince freaking Amile. You bring him off the practice squad, and he comes in and made crucial plays today. 3 total tackles and 1 pass defense. And a key one. Shaq Lawson did great. Tim Settle. Listen, the whole defense, man. I can go through the whole damn defense. The whole defense came through. Isaiah McKenzie had a nice kick return today. Listen, man. People that needed to show up, showed up. Tyler freaking Bass, 100%, 3 for 3. It pays to have a good kicker, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Clutch comes in, game-winning field goal, nerves of steel, just knocks it down. I don't give a damn if it was a chip shot or not. He came in and handled that. Good shit, Tyler Bass. Now let's get into just the nitty-gritty of the game. What a game. These guys came to play. And like we always do, we talk about the good, the bad, the ugly. Folks, what stood out to you? What was great? Well, we already know Josh Allen was sensational in the second half. Josh Allen was sensational in the second half. The defense came together. A big round of applause. No, F the applause, man. F the freaking applause. Leslie Frazier just put a game plan together in the second half, and these guys executed. Leslie Frazier's defensive game plan in the second half really shut things down, literally. They didn't have a damn single point in the second half. Josh Allen, excellent. Devin Singletary started to come on and get a little warm. It's so funny how the more you give the ball to a running back, the more he tends to do as the defense tends to wear down a little bit, right? Devin Singletary had 11 carries. Zach Moss, 3 carries for 6 yards. That's how it should be. No more. No more, no less. Your RB1 gets the touches he's supposed to get, and your RB2, whoever it may be for this game, gets what you get. Stop trying to split it down the middle for everybody to be nice. Kumbaya. F all that. Great job, Devin Singletary, man. You took advantage of it. Hopefully, we start to kind of see that trend towards you getting the ball more. Shout out to the O-line. You guys were under some duress today, but you held up. Only allowing Josh Allen to get sacked once. Could have been many more times, but a lot of that came off of him. But damn good job. Freaking Shakir. He comes in cold and makes one of the better plays of the game. Third and long-ish. Dude makes the yak. Here's the deal. We wanted yak, right? Josh Allen said, I'm going to do everything I can to get my guys in position to run after the catch. That, and the third, right? Crowder was supposed to be that guy for us. I haven't seen much from Crowder doing that. Kaiir comes in and does exactly what we thought that our guy, Jameson Crowder, was supposed to do. Could Kaiir be getting more touches because of what he did today? I mean, he's been doing it all freaking camp long. You'd think they'd say, all right, man, we got you. But the politics always has a part in this, right? Who gets paid? I'm paying this guy X amount of money, so I'm going to get mine out of him. But this might be a blessing in disguise for Kaiir Khalil, because this allows him to get in the game and now showcase what he's got. And he did that today. Salute to him. Shout out to my man PVC. He says, yo, it'll be nice to I don't know what that emoji is, but it'll be nice to see the naysayers or the silence on all TVs, experts talking about us winning the one score games. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's only a few that brought it up, right? And then they might just come in and say, well, listen, man, the Ravens just absolutely melted down in the second half. They just couldn't get things together. Well, there's a reason. There's a reason. They did melt down for sure, but there's a reason. We helped them get to the meltdown. We absolutely did. So I don't want to hear, I mean, they just, no. This is not like the Miami collapse where the Ravens collapsed and no. This defense was legit. We weren't able to put it together. Giving you guys your time in the red zone, like, nah, you're going to have to work for that. Now, there were some long drives that you got to give credit to the Ravens, but at the end of the day, they got to put points on the board, and they didn't, and that's because of that damn good defense that the Bills play. So, Leslie Frazier in that defense, great job. Josh Allen, sensational. I'm going to get to Kyrie Elam. Khalil Shakir, great job. Kyrie Elam, rookie, showing out. So, when it's going to be tough for the coaches, we keep talking about this, it's going to be tough for the coaches, because when Trey does come back, what do you do with Kaiir? What do you do with Dane? It's going to be tricky, but it's a damn good problem to have. Damn good problem to have. Talk to me, people. What stood out to you as good? Let me have it. Give some credit to some people. My man, Buy Stocks, you'll give them credit. They kept Lamar in front of them. They absolutely did. And that's what we call discipline. Discipline is what that's what we love. Will Trey be back against the Steelers? I don't know. Is Trey hurt? Is Tremaine Edmonds hurt? If you guys are seeing some things on Twitter, you let me know. You let me know. Shout out to my girl, Caitlin Blount. What up, Kate? Caitlin says, Milano, the NFL tackling MVP. You can't juke that man. Makes every open field tackle. If Lamar can't juke you one-on-one, you might be the greatest tackler ever. Let's go, Rico and Buffalo Fanatics. My girl, let me give you some love to my girl, Caitlin. What's up, Kate? And I'm telling you right now, Milano had flashbacks the last time that he faced Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson absolutely put him in a blender. He had him on bended knee. You know what I'm saying? The last time I heard a bended knee song and anything about that was Boyz II Men. He had that man on bended freaking knee. Not this time. He was prepared. That's what you call preparation. He was ready for that ass, man. Good shit, Matt Milano. He looked great. Dante Reese, give that boy Shakir that ball, man. Hey, I ain't lying to you, man. He's going to earn that. He got some eyes open today. So you'd be negligent not to get him involved in the game. Now, with two injuries to our receiving core, he's going to have no choice. But what a time to be allowed to have a guy that was inactive for two games, and then now he's probably going to be a big part of the game next week. So if you have fantasy, go pick up Khalil Shakir because ain't nobody going to know about him. Just saying. Matt Ward, super chat. I'm gonna keep it a buck, man. Gabe Davis been MIA this year. Boy, don't try to steal my thunder, boy. Don't try to steal my thunder. We're gonna talk about that, baby. But for real though, what a game by the Bills. The Bills showed grit. They showed togetherness. Don't panic. We got this. Will Trey White play next week? I doubt he'll play. My guess is that he comes back after the bye. That's my guess. Could be wrong, but that's my guess. Kalen Blount comes in, or after someone sets the tackle up for him, he's just cleaning up a tackle. I guess his bad plays just stick out more than the solid ones. You're talking about like the gang tackling. I get that part. Now, let me get right into how we won this game. All right. These guys here just put it together. They knew they were the better team. At the end of the day, we had everybody show up. Even McDermott showed up with some decision-making he did. And Harbaugh just looked terrible with some of his decision-making. Burning all your timeouts, challenging something. You should have just let that thing slide, bro. It wasn't worth it. But just decision-making like that will lose you games at the end of the day. And we were able to kill that clock all the way down and hit that field goal and take it. Good job on everybody. Honestly, this was a collective win for all. By the way, did you guys make any money today? If you guys did not make any money, shame on you. Or if you did, you should have used our BF sign-up bonus, 125% with BetUS. You could have used our code BF125, man. And I'm telling you, we on Friday night, we picked some really good games. Did you get them? Did you get them all? And we thought Atlanta was going to win. I don't know. I didn't see the end of it, but I picked Cleveland to win. But a lot of y'all liked Atlanta. And Mariota threw 5 interceptions? Yee. Heck no. Detroit keeps losing these close ones. Last I checked, it was like 48 to 44. High scoring game. I don't know what's going on over there. But if you made some money today, shout out to you. Shout out to you, man. And try to make some money using that BetUS, man. Might look good on you. By the way, shout out to my man, Sean K078. Let's go. Bing, biggity, mother effing bing to my guy, Sean K. I appreciate you, my G. Now, here's the deal. We talked about the good. There's a lot of good. I need some good coming from y'all. If you guys have that, let me know what the good that you thought was great. Andrew Tadros says, showed he can manage the game and the clock. It did show that. It did. They made it very easy for us, but it definitely looked good. So let us go. I mean, we talked about the good, that comeback victory, which is great. I don't want to gloss over that. That comeback victory was excellent. Here's something else that stood out to me, right? Let's go to the team statistics. And there's one thing that I did want to touch on that was still good. And this was, let me see it. I'm just looking for it right now. Looking for it. There it is. So when it came down to it, and this is one of the big things I was talking about, is the penalties. We limited our penalties. Folks, we didn't have many penalties. We had 4 penalties for 31 yards compared to the 9 for 70 from the freaking Ravens. That was one thing that I did not want us to hinder us. Stupid penalties that bring us back and just nobody. At this time, nobody was grabbing for nuts. Nobody was trying to dig for nuts in this game, which was very, you know what I'm saying? Thank you. Because ain't nobody trying to come play football. You know what I'm saying? Scoring touchdowns, you know what I'm saying? Celebrating with teams, and then you're getting a finger in your butt. I don't want that. And that's going to sound crazy, but we don't want that. Nobody wants that playing football. You know what I'm saying? We want to tackle. We want to high five and get in the end zone and call it a day. We don't want the other stuff. And this, it was brilliant to not have that this game. It was nice. You didn't have to look behind you. You know what I mean? That type of stuff will give you PTSD, Mr. Christian Wilkins. And by the way, thank you guys for calling me out on Friday when I kept on saying Christian Benford. Benford grabbing nuts. Everybody's like, what? What are you talking about? Had it on my mind. Anyway, penalties were low. Loved every bit of it. That's how you stay in games, by not giving away yardage, not giving stuff away. If we can minimize that, that's fantastic. Now, let's go to the bad. Let's go to the bad, folks. What in this game was bad for you? How about this? The freaking first half. First half, nothing was going right for us. The first half was absolutely dog-ish. Doo-doo. Nothing was going right. Like, Josh Allen's throwing picks early. Dude, I was late to the game, and I was setting myself up upstairs. I'm coming down, turn the TV on. I see these guys are knocking on the doorstep, scoring a touchdown. I was like, whoa. Okay. I guess must have been a big kick return. All right. Cool. Let's get the ball back. I'm like, wait a second. Hold on a second. This doesn't make any sense. Pick. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Is this how we go start the game off? Rough. So Josh Allen in the first half, not great. Not great. The turnovers in the first half, I can do without. I can definitely do without. Devin Singletary, hold on to the loaf of bread. You're lucky you're the senior guy on this team, because had you not been a senior guy, you would have been yanked and somebody else would have went in and taken your spot so you can cool your ass off. We can't give the ball away to teams like that. We just can't. Turnovers weren't good. Let me tell you, there's another thing. I think at one point we were like one for six or one for five on third down conversions. We couldn't do anything. The first half was absolutely doo-doo. Just no good. It served us. It just didn't work out for us, man. It really was just awful. I got a super chat coming from Dante. He says, yo, why did every time that Cook has a chance to show something bad happens? I ain't going to talk about James Cook, folks. I ain't going to talk about James Cook. Y'all already know how I feel about James Cook. I ain't going to talk about it, right? But we'll get into that afterwards when I get into, you know what I mean, certain things. Steve, my man Steve comes in and says, hey, do you think Devin Singletary will ever get more snaps? I think he deserves it. He plays smart. He grinds hard every play. He's out there. He does play hard. He plays hard. He plays, you know what I'm saying? He's a skillful player. It's just that when you have a guy like Josh Allen behind center, it's just there's a pecking order. You know what I'm saying? Josh Allen is always going to make the play. And then it goes to whoever I need to. You know what I mean, I got Stephon Diggs I got to give the ball to. Like, the ball's got to be distributed everywhere. I get that part. You know what I'm saying? But the run game is so damn important. You have to respect the run game. You got to respect it because we're going to need it at one point, and you need to step your game up. So start respecting it now. Get the line. I mean, we improved the old line for what reason? Didn't we go out and get Roger Saffold? We freaking give extra a little bank to Ryan Bates. Deion Dawkins is solid as ever. Mitch Morse is that dude. Spencer Brown has his moments. But like, we're a better run blocking team. We should be able to run the ball a little better effectively. I feel like we're lacking on that. We had 126 yards rushing today, but 70 of those yards are Josh Allen's. Same for the Ravens. 70 yards out of the 162, 70 of those yards were to Lamar Jackson. But 70 yards to Josh Allen on 125 yards rushing? That is just doo-doo, man. That's not good enough. I'm sorry, man. That's not good enough. But let me continue. Let me proceed. The Bills today had 22 first downs. Same with the Ravens. This is a very even matchup. Very even matchup. Passing first downs is where we had the advantage, right? We have the better quarterback, in my opinion. It's just what it is, right? 14-7. Seven rushing first downs to their 13. They're obviously a better running team than we are. I think they have some quality backs over there. J.K. Dobbins is a beast. He's nice. And I feel bad for him because I don't know if he just tore a quad or he pulled something. I don't know what he did, but he was looking at his knee. Third down efficiency, I wasn't a big fan of. 6-for-13. Didn't like it. Didn't like it one bit. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to that, I mean, turnovers, we don't like the turnovers either. Like, let's cut it out with the turnovers. Cut it all the way out. Like, if we're trying to be that team, we've got to be more efficient. Getting the ball downfield and just not giving the ball away. We can't. That's two games we've given the ball away. We just can't do that. Come on, fellas. Let's get it together. And here's a crazy thing. Here's a crazy, what a turn of events, right? Time of possession, the Ravens had the ball for 38 minutes to the Bills 21. Isn't that crazy? 38 minutes to the Bills 21 minutes of time of possession. What are the odds? That is nutty. That is freaking nutty. Because it kind of reminds you of the game last week, but this time, not 92 plays coming from us, number one. And number two, we ain't in 100-degree weather. But it's crazy how that happens. It's just nutty. Yo, that's actually pretty crazy. So 38 minutes, they had the ball. There was a point where we were off the field for 10 minutes straight. I was like, damn, man, this is like, when's the last time we had something like this? Craziness, folks. But I'll take that. I will take that. So that those were the bad to me. Those were the bad. Now,
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I'm going to say one more thing. No, I'm going to save it. I was going to put it in this segment here, but I'm going to save it. I'm going to change segments. Anything stood out to you? We had the good, the bad, the ugly. What was ugly to you guys today? Talk to me. I mean, at the end of the day, there wasn't anything seriously ugly today. It's just those stupid turnovers in the first half. Nothing was going right. I can put that in the bad. I can put it in the ugly. It just wasn't great. I didn't like it. Not one bit. Not one bit. Now. Let's get to it. Milk carton alert. Now, before I get to the milk carton, let me get the super chat going from my man Jermaine Harris. He says, yo, Josh been leading the rusher once again. Moss sucks. Well, that's what happens when you have a quarterback that is super dual threat. He does it all. And he does it all naturally. He's just that good. Now, you know what is really good? The fact that my man Joey B came in and says, I want to become a member of the Bing Squad. So guess what, Joey B? Bing, biggity, bing. Welcome to the Bing Squad, Joey B. I appreciate the support. Love it. Love every bit of it. PVC fan. What's good? He says, yo, Cook is looking like some trash. Sorry to say. Hey. Hey, I'm just saying. I'm not saying. Because I get called a hater when I talk about how I'm feeling on something. And I've said it. I've talked about it enough. Now, folks, if you're going to put somebody on the milk carton, and let me preface before I go into it. Milk carton alert. It's not because somebody is terrible, awful, or there was something that was missing in a game. It doesn't have to be someone. It doesn't have to be an individual. Maybe there was... We're missing some toughness. We're missing some, I don't know, you name it. But to me, I think I found a candidate for the milk carton for this week. I'm going to just say it, man. Gabe Davis. Gabe Davis, I know he's hurt. And this is why I'm reluctant to put him on the list, but somebody's got to go on there. He's just, I think it was CBS. I don't know who put it out there. No, it was FanDuel. FanDuel was like, yo, who's the best number two receiver? Who's the best number two receiver in the game? Right? They put Jalen Waddle. They had a whole bunch of guys on there. And guess what? Gabe Davis was on the list. And did you see Gabe Davis today? Did you see them call his name out today? Oh, they called his name out. And this stems Gabe Davis's lack of appearance, you feel me, stems from a little bit in the Miami game. Now, to be fair, he is banged up. So if he's banged up, I completely understand why we're not seeing too much of him. But he was targeted twice today, and he had two drops. But uncharacteristic drops. I'm not used to seeing this from Gabe Davis. So he's clearly not 100%. But you're out there. So I expect you to, you know what I'm saying, contribute to your brethren out there. Now, it pains me to say it, but I got to put my man on the carton. The drop, there's two crucial drops last week against the Dolphins. One on the sideline. There was a drop on that one. The end zone. Some could say it was a catch. Some say it wasn't. At the end of the day, it wasn't a catch. That's a drop. So it stays with us, right? It does stay with us. We're like, you know what? He doesn't normally drop those. He'll make that next time. Like 10 out of 10, he makes that. Well, today, drops. Fam, let's get it together, baby. Now, I know this ain't gonna last. That's why I'm reluctant to put him on there, but I gotta be real. Gabe Davis, I need you, baby. Because Devin Singletary being my second best, you know what I'm saying, my second active receiver, I don't know if I like it too much. Now, Dawson Knox, they made an effort to get Dawson Knox involved. I liked it. Khalil Shakir got involved. But Gabe, we need you, big fella. There's no way Marlon Humphrey locked you down like that. There's no way Marcus Peters locked you down like that. They're more worried about Stephon Diggs. I'm just saying. Josh is right. Four key drops in the last two games. Y'all know what it is. One in the end zone, one on the sideline. Today, same thing. Now, he is playing hurt. We will give him that. But you know what? What my coach used to tell me, and coaches, you know what I mean, everywhere. I mean, let's not talk about what my coach used to tell me. What did coaches always tell you? If the ball touches your hand, you got to be able to catch it, right? But coach, I stretched up and tried to get it with one hand. I don't give a damn. You touch it, come down with it. Now, he didn't have to do those. He didn't have to do all that stretching. It just drops. Now, hopefully, it's just something that's out of his hands and out of his head, and he'll clear it, and next week he'll get back to it. But when you don't practice, you know what I'm saying, and you're just in drills and trying to keep warm, sometimes those things will happen. Now, I know for a fact. Now, before I'm going to get off this topic, I know for a fact this ain't going to last. He's going to turn right back around, have a monster game, and we're going to be like, there's our guy. But for this game, I got to touch him on that. Now, there is somebody else that I'm going to put in this too. And I'm starting to kind of like, okay, we brought him to this team. And I need, you know what I mean? And I was expecting big things. But Jameson Crowder, I'm not seeing much from Jameson Crowder, my guy. I'm not seeing too much from Jameson Crowder. If you can tell me what you've seen too much from, I haven't seen much from Jameson Crowder this year. And that's why I was reluctant to put Gabe Davis on there. But because Gabe Davis is the bigger name, and he was the one that was supposed to take that big leap this year, that's why he's on there. But Jameson Crowder, we paid you to be the yak guy. Let's go. Let's go, because Khalil Shakir is on your ass. He's on your ass. McKenzie had a great camp. Don't be the guy that gets your odd man out, and then now you're deactivated. Because it's possible. Because when you went out, guess who's punt returning? Khalil Shakir. Just saying. I'm going to tell you right now, Cole Beasley, when he was on the squad, they always found a way to get Cole Beasley the ball. This boy had like three, maybe four receptions. They may not have been long gains, but he still found ways to get open and move sticks. We need that from you. Not only for you to move sticks, but to move, you know what I mean, move to the end zone. That's what you're supposed to do. Just saying. Now, we got some guys that are banged up, quite a few. I'm hoping they get healthy. Ed Oliver being one of them. Obviously, Gabe Davis is in there as well. Mike Hyde obviously is out for the season. Trey White is coming back shortly. We did get healthy this week. We got a complement of our O-line. It was all together. Great. Just saying. We're going to get healthy. We're going to get better. It was just one of those situations where you're like, golly. By the way, folks, if you guys are tuned in for the very first time and you guys are like, man, it was a good game today, man. Smash that like. Smash that like. Let's get this thing to 1,000 likes, and let's get this thing to 100 comments in the playback. Let's keep it moving. Now, this game altogether, and I'm watching this, was a big win. Because Ravens, I mean, listen, we knew the first seven games were going to be tough as heck. We knew it. There was no question about it. We knew this was going to be the deal. And this was going to be a tight matchup. And surely it was. You saw what happened, man. It came down to the last second. Last second to get to squeak in a damn dub. I don't like them. I prefer to blow teams out where I can comfortably sit back and just, you know what I mean, enjoy everything. But I can't enjoy myself when I'm freaking biting every damn nail. We've gone through enough of that crap. Chiefs game, we were like, what's happening? My heart was, listen, man, enough of this. Let's put these teams away. Damn it. Stop making me just wonder about, like, how are we going to I don't want to do that. Please let me enjoy my games with a blowout. I would have preferred that. Matt Montgomery, Ravens will be there at the end. Need that tiebreaker. Oh, they definitely will, man. Now, that AFC North is just not as black and blue as it used to be. The Bengals had a nice win last week against the Dolphins, but, I mean, Tua got hurt, so who knows if Tua stayed in the game, what would have happened? I don't know, right? Steelers lost today to the Jets. Breece Hall, game-winning touchdown. I'm not going to say anymore. Zach Wilson's still a bum, so we know that already. And then, I mean, it's Kenny Pickett time right now. And you got the Bengals, and then Cleveland is just, I don't know if Cleveland won today. Did Cleveland win today? Of course they did. They beat Atlanta. So, like, this, that AFC North is whatever. So, Ravens, like, they got to start putting it together, or we won't see them at the end. Because right now, you know what the deal is for the Bills. Win the division. Win the damn division. That's what it's going to come down to. Mark Fowler, what up, Mark? Mark comes in and says, hey, great clock management at the end. That's smart ball. Good to see we can close out the fourth quarter. Well, we had no choice. We had to. I thought, okay, are they just going to just keep running up the gut and kill it? And they're like, nah, man, we're just going to waste time. Now, that is on the Ravens to waste all your timeouts. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Like, if I'm a Ravens fan, I'm pissed because of that clock management. It's a slow death. It's a slow death. It's like you're underwater and you know you gotta inhale at one point and you're like, ah, that's exactly what's happening, man. You're watching the clock die down and they're gonna kick a field goal. You're hoping that they miss, but you got Tyler Bass back there. It's not gonna happen. That was a slow death, and I feel for the Ravens. We've been there before many a times. But I enjoyed that game. Don't get me wrong. I don't like it that close, but I enjoyed the game nonetheless because it shows that we can win the gritty, ugly, at the end games. But the fact that we shut them down defensively in the second, that is what stands out to me. That is great. Walter Scales, what's going on, man? Walter comes in and says, hey, Poyer might have more receptions than Diggs next week. You silly. You are silly. But it's going to be a tough one. Now, who do we play next week? Is it the Steelers? Week 5? With no TJ Watt, Kenny Pickett at the helm. I thought we were going to play our guy, Mitch Trubisky. But Mitch Trubisky is just not playing well. They took the job from him. Those black Air Forces didn't work. So guess what? Kenny Pickett is in the house. So we're going to be playing the mullet Kenny Pickett. I'm going to tell you right now, man, Kenny Pickett tries to pull that stunt where he's running and he tries to slide on a knee and get back up again. You're going to get your block knocked off. Don't try that shit here. So the Bills take down the Ravens and on to the Steelers next week. And then after that, you know who's coming to town. But that is something we could talk about another time. So, folks, did you feel good about this W? I certainly did. This was one of those games where a tough matchup, you needed it. And the guy that you needed to step up, stepped up, and that's Josh Allen. It all comes back to Josh Allen. It all comes back to Josh Allen. Now, the one thing that I will say this. Ken Dorsey made some nice changes in the second half. He found ways to get Devin Singletary the ball. There was some delayed handoffs inside, which I liked. There was a toss play that I liked a lot. That was key. A guy missiled in, and that toss play got Devin Singletary around the corner and up for what, 18 yards, give or take. So he found ways to move guys around and get space. So we are in good hands with Ken Dorsey. That bootleg call, fantastic call, man. Right? The play action, great call. Loved every bit of it. Man. And Josh Allen is just unfreaking believable. The amount of things that this guy was able to do and get out, the guy has got me gushing, you know what I'm saying, with glee of how good he is, man. Keep that man healthy. Yo, keep that man healthy and upright. That jersey needs to stay white all year long. All year long, man. Now, are we satisfied? Was this a satisfying win, or did it stand out to you as like, okay, this is, the Bills are back, or are there things that you feel that we need to clean up still? By the way, shout out to my man, Jeff King. Jeff King comes in and says, today was the day that the Bills kicked in. Either they won today or the Ravens were getting their salad tossed tonight. Damn, go, man. Go Bills, Miss Purdy. Well, I'm glad we didn't get our salad tossed today. I'm glad for that. We'll leave that to Mr. Wilkins and the Dolphins. He can go and toss somebody else a salad some other place. It ain't going to be us. But that second half really came in together. Love it. Now, I got, I don't want to say I got beef. I don't got beef. But like, I'm sitting here looking at our roster, and I'm looking at our draft picks, and I see Kair Elam doing what he's supposed to do. Kudos to Kair Elam. Khalil Shakir is coming in, doing what he's supposed to do. Christian Benford was doing what he was supposed to do. Like, the one guy that I'm hoping to see more of, but I haven't yet, is James Cook. When are we going to unleash James Cook? This is the fourth game in a row now that we have implemented a three running back system. I guess this continues. I don't know if it's going to stop, guys. I think it's just going to continue. So get used to it. Now, maybe later in the year, we will start to see more of James Cook. But as a second round draft pick, I expect more. And I'm just not seeing it. We're four games in. Have you seen anything in the four games in that we have? Like, honestly, everybody, I know some people say, well, guys, it's really early. It's only been four games. Okay, well, four games in. Small sample size. Have you seen what you need to see from Mr. Cook that you're like, okay, I can see why we drafted him in the second half? In the second round. I haven't seen it yet. Maybe I hold out hope. I'll see. Zach Moss is looking to be what Zach Moss is. And that's scary. Because if Zach Moss is what we thought he was going to be, the one guy that's doing it right now is Devin Singletary, and they just refuse to just let him be the man. Maybe the start was today. Let him be the man today, and then we'll go from there. Hopefully, we start to see some things come into fruition when it comes to that. But my goodness, man. I need your help on this, folks. I need your help on this. If you were to sit here and say, mic check, somebody needs to come to the microphone and take their flowers. Three players today that deserve a standing ovation, and they get to mic check and say, you know what? Thank you, guys, and I'm out. I'll start with one. It's Josh Allen. Step up to the mic, Josh. Take your flowers because you did that damn thing today. I know the numbers were ugly, but it was about your clutch moments. It was all about your clutch moments in this game. You are the freaking truth. That's Josh Allen. Next up, in my opinion, it makes sense, is Jordan Poyer. Jordan freaking Poyer comes back from injury, didn't play last week, comes back and asserts himself as the alpha male on that defense. It's an alpha male. You come in and get two picks to see, pretty much seal that game and take away their opportunity to try to throw this and make this one of those games where, like, man, the Bills are down 0-2. We thought they were going to be that team. That's the conversation that would have been had. It would have been all over the internet, man. It would have been like, man, we thought these guys were that good, but maybe they're not. All it takes is another win, another loss, and that's the conversation that would have been happening. But because we have number 21 back there, 21 came in like a savage and gave us freaking two picks. If you guys caught that reference, appreciate you. He came in, two picks and got it moving. Got to give that credit to Jordan Poyer. Now, who deserves the mic check? I'm giving three out today, man. Who's the third one going to go to? Remember, folks, it doesn't necessarily have to be a player. It doesn't have to necessarily be a player. I could easily go Matt Milano because he's well-deserving of it. Trust me, he is. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna get that whole defense to step their game up. I'm going to give mic check to the whole defense. That defense came through. It's hard to just point fingers at just one guy. Von Miller earned his keep today. Jordan Poyer was on it. Matt Milano was absolutely sensational. He led the way. He was unbelievable. He was not shaken nor stirred. He was just focused, laser. Kyer Elam, solid game. So this whole defense was fantastic. I could go Matt Milano, but I'm going to give it to the whole defense. And by the way, shout out to my man, Ink Ravens, that came through. I saw him come through and says, hey, he says, Matt Milano, what was it? I saw you, man. There you go. He says, Matt Milano was, he was on fire. He definitely was on fire today. And Ink Ravens, man, that's a tough one. We knew this was going to be one of these games like this. Close, right to the wire. Like, it was just one of those situations. Who's got the ball last type of situation. And who makes less mistakes? We had the ball last, and we just happened to key in and get that dub. It's a big dub. That's a huge dub. It's demoralizing for Ravens fans because they watch Andrews only get two receptions. And you're like, what the heck happened, right? Why didn't we go deep enough? Why didn't we go deep? We're going up against a rookie corner, and we're going up against a guy that just came back from injury. Man, stretch him deep. You just can't. It's not that easy, baby. That defense is well, it's well coached. Leslie Frazier has his boys disciplined. And that's the main thing. Discipline against Lamar Jackson. Because if you don't, and if you get out of pocket, he will ruin your day. He can throw the football inside and outside. But we did a good job of taking away his best target. And that is Mr. Mark Andrews. And it was apparent. And that's what I wanted. Take away Mark Andrews or slow it down, bracket him, do what you got to, and make him use Devin Duvernay, make him use Rashard Bateman, make him use Patrick Ricard, for crying out loud. When you got to go to Patrick Ricard, you know it's a problem. DeMarcus Robinson was... But you know what? I'm not going to blame Lamar Jackson. I'm going to blame your front office. I'm going to blame your head coach because they should have got... Two things. They should have got your man weapons, and they should have paid that man, and they didn't either. So you get what you get. But that was a tough game, man. So salute to my man in Ravens. Am I speaking facts, or am I talking ish? It's just what it is, man. So Walter Scales comes in. Mic check. Dorsey Surface Tablet. Rough game last week, but came back strong this game. Walter Scales, that Surface Tablet was legit. You see how proper he was? In the booth today, he was just on his best behavior, on his best behavior, as he should. I was hoping that I was going to get a bit of a freak out today, but no, he was cool. He was cool. And here's the thing. That's a great comment by Avery Hyman. Wait until we get Phillips and Oliver back. Go Bills. Milano is playing lights out. And you got to give it, you know what? You got to give it, and Milano was able to do what he's done today. And let's be real. He was able to do what he did today because of the play of Prince Amili, of the play of DaQuan Jones, Tim Settle. That interior defensive front is still legit, people. Greg Rousseau, that's still a great front. I'm extremely pleased with what we were able to do today. So, mic check, once again, Josh Allen, sensational second half. Unbelievable. Jordan Poyer, the closer. You know what I'm saying? Taking away two balls away from Lamar Jackson. And Lamar Jackson just was defeated. He took his helmet off. He was like, he wanted to scream to the top of his lung. And at the end of the day, I can go Kyer Elam. I can go Matt Milano. And I want to give it to Matt Milano. But that defense as a whole shut it down in the second half. So salute to the damn defense. Y'all really did that thing. Mic check. Good job, fellas. Folks, we are in the hour mark. And I appreciate every one of you guys. And we're not done here. We're going to keep rolling. And I'd like to get a lot of your takeaways from this game. Was there a moment in this game where you're like, crap, we effed up, we're going to lose this game? At what point in this game were you like, oh, man, what the heck just happened, man? We're going to lose this game. We're done. That's it. We're done. What stood out to you as that moment in this game? Now, as you guys are coming in the chat and giving me your opinions, I'm going to read some of the comments and questions that I have in the chat. Incredibles Lopez says, did Xavier Rhodes play? Couldn't watch the game. Now, Xavier Rhodes is on, what did they put him on, the IR? It's so weird, man. Let's talk about that for a quick second. We're down bad at the cornerback spot. So we go onto the streets and we lurking, we're looking, we're searching high and low, and we find Xavier Rhodes. Xavier Rhodes, one of the things he said was, in order to stay ready, you got to be ready. He wasn't even ready. He wasn't ready, man. The guy's got a bum freaking hamstring. So we put him on IR. What the hell was the point? So now he's collecting a paycheck as he sits on the injured reserve until he comes back. Golly, what is that about? We dropped the ball on that one. All right. Isn't our medical squad supposed to get him, make sure he's good, pass his physical and all that stuff? Like, was just a freak accident? I don't know what the heck happened, man. Damn. Benny. My man Benny Johnson says, yo, Rico, I'm so happy, man. Lucky blue panties came through again. What you wearing, panties, Benny? Hey, man, listen, to each their own, man. To each their own. If you wear panties and it makes you feel, it puts you in touch with yourself and you can realize your truths, so be it. Wear those panties, boy. Wear them panties, my man. So at what point in this game were you like, damn, well, this is a big one. 20-3. Absolutely. Like, okay, what the heck are we doing, folks? Is this how we're going to go out? Are we going to get blown out on a 2 p.m., on a 1 p.m. slot? And people are going to find out what the hell happened. The Bills lost again to the Ravens. Oh, snap. 40-0 or 40-3. Like, those are the things that go through your mind. You're like, yo, how bad is this going to get? Lamar Jackson is cooking right now. Holy jumpins. But hear me out, though. This is the same team that was up 35-14 against the Dolphins. 35-14 against the Dolphins. You think, nah, they ain't going to let that happen again. They ain't going to let that happen again. Now, there were some crucial plays that happened in this game where you're like, ooh. Now, one of them that was a big one. A big one. Marcus Peters. I think it was Marcus Peters. Marcus Peters came in on a blitz, forgive me if it's not Marcus Peters that did it, but somebody came out on a blitz and hit Allen a tad late. That could be wishy-washy, but it was a tad late, but they called it. 15-yard penalty. Oh, boy. That's got to have Ravens fans feeling heated, because I would have been heated because that one was a questionable one, but there were a lot of questionable calls in this game. Some you'd let them play, some you wouldn't. There was a blatant hold. I don't know who got held, but there was a blatant hold where J.K. Dobbins went for a big run. And I was like, you've got to be kidding. How did you not catch that huge hold? Right? They missed that one. Now, sometimes when you miss calls, you can make up for them later on. Now, refs, they don't want to tell you that, but I got to make up for that call. Man, that was a horrible call, so I got to get back to that team. So maybe it's a makeup call or not, but my goodness, there were several moments where you're like, what kind of call is that, ref? Come on, son. But you know what? It fell into our favor, and we were able to win this game. I'll take it every single time. Sean K. I was low until we scored at the end of the first half. I knew after that we were gonna put a dub up. You know what, though? I'm not going to lie. I'm going to agree with you. We needed that, boy. I didn't want 3 points. 3 points, and plus they were getting the ball back. I was like, no, we can't have that. We definitely can't have that. We gotta do better. So I'm like, if we can get 7 after this, let's do it. But guess what, folks? We were able to put it together. We were able to put things together. Folks, If you're familiar with our merch game, we've got some new merch in the store. Go ahead and cop yours. We just got a big dub today. So if you haven't received this one, jump in. And if you're reading this, Buffalo won yesterday. Yo, put that up. Get that going. I think people you're gonna be like, yo, where'd you get that? Where'd you get that? Just tell them the BF merch store, man. It's bffanshop.com. I'm gonna give you all a chance to kind of, you know what I mean, get that. Go to the BF Fan Shop. We got a whole bunch of stuff in there, but this one's a new one I got a new one coming. There you go. Now, hopefully I'm gonna put up another one because we got a new design that's coming. I'm gonna give you guys exclusive tonight on this show. So do me a favor, P Money, if you're watching, throw that in the brand right now so I can kind of post that for people as we go on this show. So we're looking at where in the game, where did you feel we're like, ooh, I don't think we come back from this one. This one's a tough one. My man says, Rico, I want a super chat. Angelo Torres, it's super easy to super chat. All you got to do is at the bottom of that YouTube, if you're watching on YouTube, I think you are watching on YouTube, at the bottom right, there's a little, I think it's a little dollar sign. And then you can put a super sticker if you want. You can put 99 cents, do whatever. We love support no matter how, no matter where, no matter how much. All is love. For those that do know or don't know, it's right at the bottom. If you guys do know, coach them up, let them know how to do that. And we can get that super chat up here, big fella. Atlas King says, yo, soft call, but he gathered himself first, and that's what clinched it. They're just always going to call that now. It's tough, man. When you're the quarterback, that's what happens, man. Q Trucker says, yo, I was at the game. Bills Mafia was definitely in the house. Yo, you could hear it. You could definitely hear it, man. Boys, do these Bills travel well. They travel extremely well. And you can't go wrong. That's why people kind of hate when we come to town, because it's never really a home game for you, because we're going to make it 50-50. It's 50-50, man. Or you know what? I'll give you an edge. 60-40. But there's going to be a lot of Bills fans in that bitch, and we're going to be loud. We are going to be loud. Here's another one, folks. I'm going to try to say, I don't know, Bobby, I don't know if you're watching right now, if you can put it in the brand. If not, I'm going to try to put it in as we do this. So folks, forgive me as I multitask and go and read through your comments and add some things to the page here. So for me, here's where it got bad, where I thought, okay, we're done. We are done. We ain't coming back. It's over with. When Devin Singletary was running that ball with a loaf of bread on our second, like, because we just turned the ball over the last series and we turned it over again with the fumble. I was like, come on, son. Like, are you kidding me? The fumble. But then we had a series where it was a quick three and out. I was like, I turned my head to do something and I look back, we're punting. I was like, yo, is this the type of game that we're going to be playing? I'm like, you know what? Game over, man. And I'm pissed. But I'm like, something tells me, because we've kept this game so close, defense is making stops, we got this. Because Allen was sitting there, I could just see it in his face. Defense, give me a chance. Give me a chance. I'm not going to lose this one. I'm going to make it up. Give me a freaking chance. And we did it. That's all that matters to me. So hold on, guys. I'm gonna add one more graphic in here. Bobby, it's cool, man. I got it. So it's going to look ugly at first, folks, but just bear with me as I add this to our chat here. So forgive me while I do this real quick. You're going to see something pop up on screen. Don't mind it. It's just me adding something to the chat so you guys can see it. Let me unmute myself. I tried to mute it so you guys can hear that. I apologize very much. So, yeah, that's gross. But here it is, folks. We got yourselves. I know, woof, woof, I know. There it is, folks. Here it is. New into the merch gang. BF Fan Shop. Get yours now. That buffalo wing tells you what's up, man. And if I see somebody rocking this, I know. We know what the deal is. We definitely know what the deal is. So jump in there, the BF Fan Shop. Get that buffalo wing. Whether you dip that thing in ranch, you dip it in blue cheese, you dip it in hot sauce, whatever you do and whatever makes you feel comfortable, jump on that because you know what it is, man. So hit that. It's in there. It's going to be up there for a while, and we're going to try to get them in different colors. So jump in there. I think it's going to be dope, and let's work on it, man. So this is it, folks. We got two new pieces in the BF Fan Shop. We got the wing, ranch, blue cheese, your choice, and then we got the, if you're reading this, Buffalo One yesterday. Jump in there, make it work, make it happen. Appreciate y'all. Now, before I get out of here, folks, closing remarks on this game. Somebody said, when did Led Zeppelin get in here? Yo, that was a horrible sound. If Led Zeppelin sounds like that, my gosh, do not. Don't do that. But anyway, appreciate you guys. Somebody said, you'll never say ranch again. I feel, yo, Rico, if someone's wearing that t-shirt and yells, go Bills, what do you do? Ooh, that's a good one, man. If somebody's wearing that shirt and we walk around and it goes, hey, go Bills, and I turn around and I see that shirt, you get one back from me. I'll say, you know what? Go Bills, baby. Go Bills. That, you know, you put me in a corner, man. And now I got to do it. If you have that shirt, if you have anything BF, I'm rocking that. By the way, Steelers game next week. Guess who's coming to Buffalo? Woo-woo! So, folks, let's do it. I don't know who I'm going to be. Listen, I got my Airbnb. I don't know where I'm staying at. I got myself a spot. And we're going to be rolling deep in 716. And I don't know where did they say that I'm staying? Elmvale? Elmwood? Is there an Elmwood in Buffalo? I think that's where I'm staying at. And if that's where I'm staying at, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm going to do, folks. We're going to be there at the game. We're going to be loud. We're going to be doing it. Let's go, baby. Tailgating and everything, man. Let's make it work. Let's make it happen. My man, Incredible Bill, says, yo, real Rico, are the sizes true 2X or skinny boy fit? Yo, true 2X. Get that, man. Get that. You're gonna enjoy it. Supposed to be great weather next week. Oh, is it great weather? Boom. I'm going to bring a sweater anyway because I'm just like that. Because I don't trust that weather, because that weather can change. Out here in Nova Scotia, man, it'll tell you it'll be sunny the next day, and all of a sudden it's pouring rain. So you don't never know what's going on. So I will be there. We're going to rock it out. We're going to make sure that we get a dub against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we're going to do it up big. And then we get freaking ready for the Kansas City Chiefs. But guess what? We got to take care of them Air Force One boys in the Steelers. Right now, they're not doing real good, and we're going to go. We're going to make it happen. So closing remarks on this Bills game, man. This was a game that we absolutely needed. We absolutely needed this game. This game was crucial. This game was a conference game, and it was early. So, and you needed this game to show how some resolve. You needed this game to show, okay, how greedy can they get? We're down 20-3 at one point. All right, we know we can play with these guys, man. Let's step it up. All it is one freaking play at a time, one stop at a time. And that's exactly what this defense did. And guess what? Not only did the defense do that, the offense answered. The defense did their part, and the offense took over and was like, all right, let me put seven up on you. Okay, let's hit a field goal. We chipped away, and then we put it away. In not a sexy fashion, you know what I'm saying? We killed the clock. It was very, very managed. This was a managed win. We knew exactly what we needed to do, and the plays got done, and Josh Allen is absolutely clutch when it comes down to it. That boy is clutch, and he's only going to get better as the year goes on, and that's what's so damn great about this. The Bills are now 3-1. What a nice win. We get to go home, relax, get healthy, and then we get potentially Jordan Phillips back next week. We get Ed Oliver back next week. He was somewhat supposed to be back next week, but but we're probably going to get him back this week coming up against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we lost Isaiah McKenzie. We don't know how long that's going to be. I hope it's just a precautionary that he just had to stay out the game. I don't know what's going on. We'll find out a little bit more. Jordan Poirier said he got the wind knocked out of him, so we'll see. And then I guess Jamison Crowder is on crutches. Tim Hutchins says my man is on crutches. So Crowder on crutches ain't a good sign. It's not a good sign. For a quick look, I saw, I don't know if I saw his ankle doing this. I don't know what I saw, but it didn't look good. So maybe it's a really high ankle sprain, but he may be out for a little bit. So Isaiah McKenzie is going to be extremely busy if he's back next week. If not, it's the Khalil Shakir season. If you guys don't pick him up in fantasy, you better pick his ass up. Real talk. I'm okay. I'm gonna just leave it at that. All right. My man Samuel Rivera says, "Yo, Rico had I had Haynes without Manscaped, no go." Listen, Haynes. I'm a Haynes guy, first of all. So if you rocking Haynes, good on you. And my man Bills Mafia F's Shakir over Crowder. You damn right. So listen, folks, that's it for me. What a solid win today. Solid win. Big win. We came back and we just handled business like a team that's supposed to win does. We're working on that, right? We had that horrific loss against the Chiefs last year in the big time playoffs, and we are learning from it. So we can win the big ones. We know that we can blow teams out. Now we got to learn how, you know what, it's not always going to be 30 points, 40 points, 50 points. It's not always going to be that way. So sometimes you got to just grind out these dubs. And this one was a heck of a grind. And guess what? We came away with a dub. Jameis Winston style. We came away with that dub. So that's it for me, folks. So much appreciated. Go ahead and our BF fan shop. Jump in there. Handle yourself. Get yourself something that you like, something cute for you, your lady. You know what I'm saying? And go from there, folks. And we'll catch you guys on the flip side. So we appreciate you. Buffalo Fanatics appreciates you. I appreciate you. We'll catch you guys again on the flip side. Bills Mafia came away with the victory, 23-20 over the Ravens. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the rest of your evening. Enjoy the rest of your week, because things are just going to taste that much better after a win. You better know that. Look how we running and hitting, cause we are chef's kiss. Yeah. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, have yourself a good one. We'll catch you on the flip side. Until next time. You better know that. It's look how we going and catching, cause we are unstoppable. Yeah. And I'm gone. Catch you on the flip side. Let's go.
Call me now, listen. Everyone play their position. Buffalo got a tradition. They say we tripping. They better get out our way. Top of the table, we flipping. We on a mission. Got an unstoppable team. Continue to follow your dream by any means. Buffalo, getting the Super Bowl ring. Cause we the Buffalo Bills. Yeah, we the Buffalo Bills. You better know that. Look how we throwing and catching, cause we are unstoppable, yeah. You better know that. Look how we running and hitting, cause we are unstoppable, yeah. Reppin' the Mafia, yeah. Reppin' the Mafia Bills. Mafia, yeah. You better know that. Look how we throwing and catching, cause we are unstoppable, yeah. You better know that. Look how we running and hitting, cause we are unstoppable, yeah. Mafia up in your city. Time to get greedy, screaming and yelling, we bugging. Look at the red and blue, stadium flooded. Homie, your city is nothing. Home guard, we can do it. Every yard, we improve it. Each down, we move it. Buffalo Bills is coming. Better get ready, cause you know we not losing. Got another touchdown, yeah. Got another touchdown, yeah. Got another touchdown, yeah. Got another touchdown, yeah. Cause we done Buffalo Bills. Yeah, we done Buffalo Bills. You better know that. Look how we throwing and catching, cause we are unstoppable, yeah. You better know that. Look how we running and hitting, cause we are unstoppable, yeah. Reppin' the Mafia, yeah. Reppin' the Mafia Bills. Mafia, yeah. You better know that. Look how we throwing and catching, cause we are unstoppable, yeah. You better know that. Look how we running and hitting, cause we are unstoppable, yeah.
Sanchez.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.